All right, it's 9:03, and as promised, we have a special interview this morning with Kelly Mark. She is the principal of an elementary school in State College, Pennsylvania, and they have embarked upon a walking school bus. Now, this is a program that actually, doing a little research, I found out that perhaps one of the very first walking school buses was in Minnesota. So lest listeners think, oh, it's too cold here to have a walking school bus, I am bringing Kelly Mark to the station to just hear a little bit about how you did it. So thank you so much, Kelly, for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's fun to have you. And we are a small local community radio station, but we are interested in what's going on in the bigger world and always interested in figuring out ways to both strengthen our community and lower our emissions. So This sounds to me like a real win-win. Do you want to talk about how this program came about? Let's just hear the basics.
Sure. Yeah, I think this is perfect for what you're looking for then, because I was approached this past summer by a local chiropractor in town. And he had read a book called The Blue Zone. And I believe that Minnesota school district might be referenced in that book.
Yes, I think it is. Yep.
Okay. And so he is approaching retirement age and is really just very passionate about health and physical fitness for kids and adults. So what he knows about our school, so I'm one of 8 elementary schools in our school district.
Yep.
And I do primarily have a large walking community. And so he was just really looking for a place where, it could just be this grassroots effort. So we met over the summer. He shared some excerpts with me from the book. And he had a great connection to people in the community who were of retirement age. So we got together. I found some parents who were interested in being a part of this effort, and we met over the summer just to make a plan. We needed to come up with a route for, how we would get from point A to point B to the school.
Right.
Other things like some kind of red tape things, those community members who are a part of the walking school bus do need to have their clearances. It was something that I could, assure parents. And
meaning like have a background check?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So for, the school district, really anybody who comes into contact with the children, we do require that. And that just felt good to let parents know that technically any of these community members could be volunteers in our schools because they had completed the appropriate paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then we invited them. We have an ice cream social before school starts for kids to meet their teachers. And we invited the community members there so they could also meet families. And it truly, the parents and the community members really took charge. They created a sign up. We were worried that we kind of started out a little bit like 3 days a week the bus was going because, it is hard for people to commit to something every single day. So we were just kind of in the initial rollout.
Okay.
Seeing, trying to get some consistent supervision. So that's really how it really did come to me from the community and the parents. And they have just been wonderful in taking it and walking with
it does sound very community driven. And so basically the adults start at a certain spot and then they just start walking and they pick up kids along the way. If the kids don't come out, do they go knock on their door or?
They don't, but I would say they're moseying along. So even if, they can still be seen and caught up to, I have students from not that neighborhood whose parents will kind of drive them over and so they can get on the walking school bus too because there are we can't reach everywhere at this yet.
Right.
And they have a little sign that the kids take turns carrying and a parent has a speaker. They play music while they're walking.
Yeah. Sounds really fun.
So they're quite a sight when they get to the front of the building.
And how many students are involved by the time they get there and how many different walking routes do you have?
So that's a great question. Currently, they have the same consistent walking route. It takes about 25 minutes total from like the start to when they arrive. So anybody within kind of a 25-minute walking could get to there. I would say on a day when all of the kiddos who are participating are in there, I would say we have between 20 and 30.
Okay. And, yeah. And is it, are parents allowed to say, well, my kid will walk two blocks on their own and then meet you there? Does that happen
too? I mean, that's
too?
A great, that's a great question in terms of, yes, when kids are, they can kind of join in at any time. They don't necessarily have to all be there at the start of the route. They can hop on at different points throughout. Absolutely. Because there's a great kind of meeting place where, you know, lots of walking routes converge, where I think a lot of them then come together for probably the last quarter of a mile to the school.
Okay. And in our town, there is one major road that would, for half the town to get to school, they would need to be crossed. Do you have any major roads that they cross?
Yeah, we do. We have crossing guards at that major road where they cross over.
Yeah.
But yes, we do. We do have a pretty busy road that they have to come across.
Yes, and what have you noticed or found any direct improvements or change? Just any have been the effects of this in the school or in the families?
I think that one specific example I can give this year. More of a social emotional piece is some new students to our school, that it's been a great way for the kiddos to connect with others and build some relationships, get to know kids' names. So I think that I've had some feedback about that it, you know, in making those connections. I mean, they just are, it's very adorable because I'm at the front door every day. So when they arrive, and it's just, you know, they're chatting and, you know, smiling when they come into the door. So I would say at this point, since we're kind of pretty new in rolling it out, that and seeing the community members and some of the retired community members, a former teacher at the school who has retired, she and her husband are a part of, so she loves staying connected to the school that way and still seeing the kids. I love all those relationships that are happening.
Yes, and then they also gets them up and walking in the morning, which they probably want to do anyway.
I think parents do appreciate that part, that, you know, it's you know, when you're trying to keep up with the group, it's time to get out of the house for sure.
Yes. What's the age range of your students?
It's K to 5.
Okay. And then what's the farthest distance that they walk?
Oh, good question. It would probably be within a mile. Typically in our district, outside of a mile might end up qualifying for some busing. So I would say probably the furthest is within a mile.
So you have been able to eliminate a single bus route with this walk. Is that right?
It hasn't eliminated a route necessarily, as we are, that would be a hope as we are trying to roll this out and build knowledge and awareness that then, because the neighborhoods who do get busing would be significantly further, you know, more than the mile.
Yeah.
But I do have some pretty committed bikers, walkers. So in looking at what other opportunities we might have for further neighborhoods that really could do that. But that would be ultimately the goal. Additionally, we're hoping it expands maybe to some of the other elementary schools and where it would have the opportunity to have an impact on routes there as well.
Yes. I know also in our town, they're talking about having a biking school bus. Do you have anything like that?
We don't have that yet. We talked about, you know, thinking about mixing the walkers and the bikers. And on the sidewalks, we were definitely concerned about, like, safety, and the bikers would need to really be, you know, at their own speed. So yeah. I haven't had anyone, a parent or an adult yet, volunteer to lead the biking effort, because we do have a lot of bikers as well. We have talked about that. Yep.
Yep. And I would think, yeah, and we don't want to interrupt bikers that are already doing fine on their own.
Right.
But it's a
right.
good segue yeah. if for either parents or kids that are just not used to it. And, listeners know I'm a big proponent of walking to school and biking to school. And I'm trying to make sure that we don't lose that while we, the adults, still have the memory of walking to school, mm-hmm. biking to school. And so we can still, in different parts of the country, of course, it's different. But, around here, adults can still say, oh, yeah, we did it. So surely it can be done.
And I think that's where starting with our particular elementary school was a great choice, because we are really a neighborhood school
yeah.
in that that is a priority to a lot of families. On a beautiful day, the bike racks outside the school are just packed.
Yeah.
I had to ask Physical Plant for an additional one over the summer.
So that's great.
As we work out the logistics and the operations of the walking school bus, I think that will really help as we share out with the other elementary schools, because I think I know that to be a priority for our community. So we had a lot of jumping on board right away.
Yeah. Yes. And when you say your neighborhood community, you mean the school is really just sort of planted in the middle of the neighborhood
yes.
where those children come
yes.
from.
Yes.
Do you have
yes.
any, what do you do in the winter?
So in the winter, what the group decided to do, which then Minnesota might think less of Pennsylvania, they did decide to take a pause. So I still have walkers, and so still
oh,
I
good.
See some of the kiddos who are together. Oh, for sure. I even have some. We actually were delayed this week twice for cold temperatures, but I still have two serious bikers who bike every day to school through the winter. Those kiddos are still walking to school. Not everybody, the numbers drop down for sure.
Right.
So it's just not a collective effort, but we will be picking up here soon, end of February, beginning of March.
Okay, wonderful. I am speaking with Kelly Mark. She is the principal of elementary school in State College, Pennsylvania, that has a walking school bus. Good luck with future endeavors, Kelly. Thank you so much for sharing with us up in Minnesota what you do. And of course, I am hoping we will be following suit before too long. It sounds like it's just really a minimum of red tape and a lot of community-driven efforts. And I know we have a large and growing population of semi-retired and retired adults in town and out of town. So it just seems like a easy match for us. So thank you again for
Absolutely.
Sharing with us what is possible. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to share that, this great community partnership with others. So I really appreciate the outreach. And if I can be of any help moving forward to anyone, I'm happy to do that.
Wonderful. We may be calling on you. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Kelly Mark, principal of an elementary school in State College, Pennsylvania.